two. Old business, and we've got three cases. The first case is 9765. That's a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements within Indian River Acres Development. Joseph and Joanne Novotny.
You asked me to go out and take a look at that site.
Mm-hmm.
See if the kitchen and the addition is on the Denrac's approved septic system. And you can't tell from that, and I have the inspector out there trying to get Denrac to let us know where that septic system is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the two kitchens, they're not there. They're summer help. You can look in the windows. You know how hard that is. They got. But I would say, I think she did say that night that the gentleman?
Him and his wife, yeah.
Said they did have two kitchens in there. They didn't deny that. I think I'm right there, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do I recall? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, they're not permitted to have two kitchens. We know that.
Yeah, I looked at the downstairs area, and there wasn't a stove in the kitchen.
Right. That's what we saw.
Right. So, is that still constitute a kitchen?
If there's a stove there, yes.
No, there's no stove.
No stove, right.
Did it have a microwave?
Huh?
Did it have a microwave?
Yeah, they had a microwave.
Yeah, I saw that too. But here's what happens. They take the microwave out and it makes it live. Tomorrow, they bring it back in. Now, this is something we have a little glitch in our problem. Now, it's up to you, gentlemen. I mean, we can't keep going back in and out of there to check if they have a microwave in there, and then they take it out and then bring it back. Well,
why not?
I think we have
I knew you were telling you, John.
Mm. Yeah, put that on your weekly to-do list.
Pardon me?
Put it on your weekly to-do list.
Yes.
I don't understand what the problem is about the septic. The appearance, the cap for the septics are far from the house.
Right, that's
They're
what
not
I
under
saw.
The house like that gentleman's other guy stated, you know.
Right.
So I don't see any problem with the septics.
Well, even to get Denrac to do that, you know, that takes time for them to tell us where it is. Now, I assumed that they were the septics, and you did too when you looked at it. Right, okay, that's what I said.
Yeah, there's, I mean, it's a clean out, you know, for the septic.
Right. But that's what you asked me to look into, and I did, and of course you have too, so.
Okay. Thank you, bud.
So if it's approved, we just tell them that they're not allowed to have a stove in the bottom floor kitchen, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
I mean, the house has been there like that for several years.
Yeah, that's
they just purchased it and have done a lot of improvements to it,
mm-hmm.
which is really looks nice, I thought. Looked like an all new house.
Nice one. Nice one.
But you're still using the two kitchens, though.
They have a kitchen up and a kitchen down, but the kitchen down has no cooking facility. It has no stove.
But a microwave.
Has a microwave, yeah. But if
now, they could have a stove upstairs if they wanted to. I mean, you're only allowed to have one kitchen. And that's the determination. That's the definition of a kitchen. If you have
cooking devices.
Cooking facilities. Cooking facilities.
You're usually going to go back and check on that anymore, do you?
Well, not really. No, normally you'll go in and check them in the summertime, and you'll find them there. And then after the rentals go, and we're so busy, they take them out. And then you go back there to see if they're there, and they're not there. And then as soon as they know when you come and go when they want to do that.
Yeah, it's not a rental. It's a
right.
Mother and father live upstairs, and the son lives downstairs. When he stays downstairs when he comes.
Okay. I didn't see a problem with it. I don't know. If we say to them, you know, that when we do send the letter out that, you know, not to have a, you know, kitchens in there, you can only have one kitchen, and send the portion of the ordinance to them so they understand,
mm-hmm.
of cooking facilities and what that requires.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? If not, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9765 as, and notify them when you send the letter that they can only have one kitchen. And I don't have any problem or see any problem with anything else that was discussed.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
A motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9765 with the stipulation that there only be one kitchen allowed. That a letter be sent to the applicant. All those in favor of the motion can use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.